98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
I'm just suspicious of everything so and everyone today.
Trust no one.
Something I do think is legit, though, is a video that was posted online from Matt Willis and Emma Willis about Love is Blind UK.
Yes.
So it's been confirmed that Love is Blind UK is returning for not one, but two new seasons. I've watched a lot of the US version of the show. I kind of dropped off then because loads of them weren't getting married anymore, Brendan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, okay. I watched maybe a bit of the first UK one. There was an Undertaker.
Freddie.
And I was very taken by the Undertaker.
Yeah, he's since done loads of dating shows.
Okay, yeah. He was lovely.
There's some Netflix dating show they have and they get stars from all the different reality shows on Netflix, put them in a villa together and kind of want Love Island to happen.
Isn't that a great career to carve out for yourself?
Just keep doing the shows.
Free holidays.
Well, sure, Jedward was on the beach the other day with his ex.
Yeah, and
Jedward, I think it was John or Edward, forgive me.
Joey Essex, I think, has done like the most amount of them out of everyone.
When I saw him on Selling Sunset, I said, give it up. Anyway, back to Love is Blind UK for a moment. So series 3 is set to air this summer and casting is now open for season 4. So if you're single, ready to mingle, and you want to get to know someone without ever seeing them and maybe get engaged, here's Emma and Matt with more.
You could be next. Mm-hmm. Love is Blind UK is casting right now for the next season. So, I don't know, if you're single, ready to meet the one in a pod-like scenario, could be for you.
Yeah, all you got to do is head to loveisblinduk.com. Takes 3 minutes to apply. Could meet the love of your life.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, if you're good at talking to a wall, that could be for you. It's such a bizarre concept, but I enjoyed the few episodes I watched. Yeah,
people do get to know each other quite well because you have these big conversations, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the chemistry has to be there in real life, doesn't it?
I think so. Come here, they've announced one of the next hosts for SNL UK. Jack Whitehall's going to be doing it in a few weeks.
Oh, brilliant.
So he's going to do it on April 11th. I didn't think I would enjoy SNL UK because the American one I just feel like is not really for me from the bits that I've seen.
Yeah.
But I've watched the first two episodes. I've watched it on catch up on like a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. It's brilliant.
I need to watch it.
It's really funny. The kind of 10 or 11 young comedians or up and coming comedians that they've got are really funny. Like it's the humour is quite dark in places. Yeah. Like it's properly tongue in cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Jamie Dornan one last weekend was really funny. Like all the sketches were excellent.
We had Tina Fey on the first episode.
Tina Fey kicked it off to kind of hand over the baton.
Then Harry Styles, was it?
Then it was Jamie Dornan.
Oh, Jamie Dornan.
And
maybe he was in the US, actually.
I think Riz Ahmed might be this weekend. I'm not sure who it is. And then Jack Whitehall's going to be in a few weeks' time.
Very good.
Yes. No, it's actually really, really good. I'm definitely going to keep watching it.
I'll give it a go.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. With glowing skin, Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little FM.
Good morning to Alice, who's in Chicor. Alice says that her little win is that she finally got a date for her driving test.
Go on, Alice.
Oh, I'm so glad you have the date now and wishing you the very best of luck with it.
Yeah, you've got this. Laura's been on.
Morning, guys. My little win is I did 5K this morning before 6 o'clock before work. Have a great day.
Go on, Laura.
Especially with the hour change.
I'm telling you. Here's Daniel.
My little win is I won 20 quid on a scratch card yesterday.
You!
Nice
Go
one.
On, Daniel. Spend it wisely. Here's Gary.
How's it going, lads? My little win for this morning is I done my first run yesterday for the first time in months with the other half, and I'm still alive today. Win-win. And off to Donegal for the weekend with the family.
Oh, nice. Lovely. Gary, enjoy Donegal.
Hi, my name is Quinn, and my little win is that April Fool's Day. I already tricked my mom.
Go on, Quinn. Love that. And here's Wendy.
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. This is Wendy from Talla. My little win is today is my Friday. Oh, I finish up work at 4. I'm getting my hair done. And then tomorrow morning, my sister, niece and nephew arrive over from the UK. And we are going to become Dublin tourists and do all the stuff that we've never done for years. Looking forward to it. Happy Easter.
Oh, happy Easter, Wendy. Brilliant. I love when you have visitors and it's an excuse to do the stuff you wouldn't normally do.
Fall to Dublin.
Love that. Wendy, Quinn, you cheeky little thing. Gary, Daniel and Laura, we're sending you all IMC cinema passes. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Matt, 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 Matt.
A blow dry.
Lots of prizes.
Good morning and welcome to Matchy Matchy. This is your chance to win fabulous prizes, and all you need to do is match three words with either myself or Brendan. If you do, you could be getting your hands on all of these.
You'll be flying in the kitchen with this brand new air fryer.
And pack it full of meat with a €100 Dublin butcher voucher.
Get your garden gorgeous with this cordless trimmer.
And you're off to the salon for a matchy matchy blow dry.
Win, win, win with matchy matchy.
Incredible prizes to be won in matchy matchy, and hoping to get our hands on them this morning is Claire, who's in the city centre. Claire, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Hello, I'm so excited to be on. I can't believe it. And I'm kind of hiding in work because I'm new in the office, right?
Yeah.
Brendan. I just have to check the door because I'm hiding in a meeting room. You know when you're new somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everybody listens to 98FM, that's grand, but they don't know me very well. I don't know them very well. So yeah. I'm playing the game. And then when I go back out to the office, if they know it was me, I know it'll be fine, but I didn't want to announce to them all that I'm coming in. You know what it is?
So, right. Yeah. Right.
I'm nervous on all sorts of fronts here this morning, but it'll be fine. Be okay.
Okay. Claire, you're very new to the office, you say?
I'm here a couple of months. Yeah. Right. Over the few weeks mark now, a couple of months.
Yeah. And have you made any friends?
Getting on really well. I have two friends here that I think I'm going to not be their friend after today because they think that they're really good at matchy matchy.
Okay. So
I'm quietly in the corner listening to them, right? Kira and Sean. They're playing every day and I'm going, yeah, but I'm winning in my head every day silently here in the corner, and they're playing thinking that they're... So I am, in my own mind, the queen of matchy matchy.
Oh, I love this, Claire. Yeah. Excellent stuff. Claire, have you decided who you'd like to play matchy matchy with this morning?
Well, I've listened a lot over the last little while, and I think, Rebecca, you've been playing a lot. So I'm going to... Brendan, we'll give you... Would you like...
Claire, I would love to.
Thank you
so much.
Right. Brendan is off to the soundproof booth. I'm just switching chairs here now. Bye, Brendan. Enjoy that. Right, Claire. Self-confessed queen of matchy matchy. Let's try get a match this morning.
Oh God, I'm going to mortify myself now.
Oh no. I think you'll be great. Okay. Your first word. Red.
Light.
Red light. Your second word. Garden.
Shed.
Garden shed. And your third word this morning. News.
Talk.
News talk. Okay, Claire, we have red light, garden shed, and news talk. Are you happy to lock in those three words this morning?
I am 100% happy.
Oh, I love the confidence. We're locking in those three words, and we are fetching Brendan from the soundproof booth. How are things in there this morning?
Yeah, there was a news talk pop shield in the soundproof booth.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
What was that about?
Right, Brendan, your first word.
Yeah.
Red.
Red. As in R-E-D, the colour?
Yes. R-E-D.
Red. Rose.
Second word. Garden.
Fence.
And your third word this morning in matchy matchy. News.
Talk.
Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy with Claire in the office this morning? Oh, no, guys! Oh, you did get one. You both said news talk.
I'm suspecting it was you.
Guys, for anyone listening who can't see what's going on right now, Claire Byrne has entered the studio, and Claire Byrne was playing matchy matchy this morning.
Oh. I was totally wrong from the very get-go. I was lying in bed last night going, do I change my voice? Will I just be myself? And it was 11 o'clock and I thought, I'm getting up at 5, you need to go to sleep. Stop thinking about it and go to sleep.
Claire, you're a legend.
I knew it was me.
I did know from the start. Well, I suspected.
Distinctive voice. Brendan wrote to me and he goes, Claire, it's Claire. I went, oh my gosh, you're answers were very good, Claire.
Sorry, what did you answer? What did you say?
Over it. News Talk.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Garden Shed.
Yeah. Garden Shed.
And Red Light.
Red Light, of course.
Guys, you are gas. You're absolutely gas.
Does that mean I don't get the curly blow dry?
No. Oh, we'll sort that out for you. We'll sort that out.
Yeah. Would that be all right, Claire, if we give you a goodie bag? And thank you so much for joining us. You're up bright and early. And you're playing Matchy Matchy with 98 FM.
I know, and I'm on air at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you are. So we'll let you go. But thanks so much for playing Matchy Matchy. And happy April Fool's Day.
Thank you so much. Same to you. Thanks.
We'll get you back now shortly. Watch out.
Oh my God. Sorry, that is absolutely gas.
Oh, hilarious. Claire Byrne, what a legend.
You with the news talk popped you in the same
fruit booth. I'm telling
you. What is going on? Guys, we've been April Fooled this morning.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brandon's Big. 98 FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98 FM.
Brendan, coming up, you're going to be chatting about one of our favourite quotes.
Yeah, I am. That's on the way. First this morning, though, I'd like to take everyone back to June 2006 this morning. This song was number one.
I know I'm on the light, my hips don't lie.
I remember the summer that came out.
So good. It was actually a really hot summer that year. We had a heat wave in 2006. We were all about to see this movie for the first time in cinemas.
They're showing a lot of florals right now, so I was thinking I could
florals for spring. Groundbreaking.
Oh, I can't wait for the sequel.
Giddy for it. And in June 2006, the Port Tunnel still wasn't open.
Oh, gosh.
It was delayed and delayed again. But there's something else from June 2006 that I want to talk about this morning. Do you remember the Liffey Duck Race?
No.
I only remember this because I was working in 98 FM at the time in the newsroom.
I feel like you may have told me that this happened before, but I do not remember this actually happening.
So the whole plan was to race 150,000 yellow plastic ducks down the Liffey.
It sounds like an April Fool's Day joke, doesn't it?
So they dropped them into the water at the Millennium Bridge, which is the one down near Smithfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was all to raise money for Crumlin Children's Hospital.
Okay.
I think they were also trying to break a world record at the time.
Two birds.
Huge excitement. It was all over the news, but unfortunately it didn't go to plan.
Oh.
Most of the ducks didn't even budge. They just didn't move in any direction. And the ones that did went in the wrong direction, right? In the 20 years since, these little plastic ducks have been popping up all over the shop, right?
So did they put like little notes in the bottom of them?
Yeah, so each one had a code. Each one had a number.
Yeah.
Because I think you bought a duck. Everyone donated. You got a duck serial number. Mm. And then the winning one, I think there was like a prize to go to, I think like a trip to America or something, right? Anyway, another one of these little ducks has just been found 20 years later by a 12-year-old from Germany.
Ooh.
Now, the duck hasn't been found in Germany. The German child was on holiday with his family off an island or on an island off Scotland. So they found the duck with very faded lettering on its bum on the shore of Lagavulin Bay on the Isle of Islay, which sounds like a beauty ad.
Can you imagine finding something like that while you're on your holiday?
20 years later.
Yeah.
A duck from Dublin.
Yeah.
Finally this morning, Australia is making sure that it looks after one of our favourite quotes from the internet.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Oh, it's not Live, Laugh, Love.
No, our other favourite quote.
That video.
That is the extremely quotable outburst from a fella named Jack Carlson, filmed by news cameras as he was arrested in Brisbane in 1991.
A succulent Chinese meal.
I was really late to the party with this. Like, I only think I heard this like in the last year or two for the first time.
My husband had been saying this a lot. I didn't know what he was talking about. He said, have you never seen that video?
No. So I think it had been mostly forgotten about until it went viral again in 2009 or viral for the first time in 2009. So it's now being preserved by Australia's National Film and Sound Archive for its cultural significance.
Yeah.
Here's the longer version.
This is Democracy Manifest. What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Wait for it.
See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis!
Right? Before he died in 2024, Jack Carlson had reunited with one of the policemen in the video
really?
To announce an upcoming documentary. obviously didn't end up happening. Mm. He was described as a colourful character and a fraudster.
Okay.
But he always maintained that that 1991 arrest was a case of mistaken identity.
Yeah, right.
So there are two schools of thought. One theory is that he had been confused and that they were actually looking for a Hungarian chess player who was known for dining and dashing without paying at the time.
Okay.
The other theory is that a credit card company reported him for using stolen cards.
Right.
The case remains unsolved.
Remains unsolved.
That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, our next guest has seen it all when it comes to dates as the maitre d' on First Dates Ireland. Matteo Sena, welcome to 98FM. How are you?
Good morning to everybody. Thank you for having me. All good, all good. Yourself, guys?
Oh, yeah, we're all good. Thanks, Matteo. Thanks for chatting with us this morning. From your point of view, you've witnessed many of them. What makes a great first date?
A great first date? What makes it? I guess... well, I guess a kiss at the end, eh? You know when the case went right, if the match is there, you know, if the flirt is in the air, then it's good. If not, no good.
Yeah, I'm sure you can see that kind of instant chemistry between people. But on the flip side, what are the biggest kind of red flags that you see straight away when a date is just not going to work?
A communication issue, face expressions, you can see it by that, the distance and so on. When the people are not clicking and that, you can see it, by the face. Well, I would like to think so, I know, but I've been proven wrong so many times, so...
Yeah. Come here, you've obviously been the maitre d' on many seasons of First Dates Ireland. Are... you still surprised at the things you see in kind of every time you film in new seasons? Do you see new things every time?
It's very hard to pinpoint exactly what works for certain people. So we all get surprised with certain matches, and we all get surprised when the matches don't happen when you expect them to. So love and attraction, it's a strange thing, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously a lot of people like meet their other halves on the apps, but do you think in person's better?
Well, I'm more for old-fashioned ways of doing it because last time I dated it was 17 years ago, so I'm not the right person to ask that question, you know. However, nowadays it works. Everything works for the younger generation. Apps and that is the way to go. But it's something really special in our format and in the regular format of let's go for a drink and let's see if it's working out, you know.
Yeah. Matteo, let's go back to 17 years ago. Tell us about your last first date. What did you do?
What did I do? I asked her out. She said yes, and we never looked back.
Oh, I love that. The rest is history.
Did you go for food? Yeah. What did you do? Did you have a sit-down meal?
Yeah, I went for food. Yeah, I went. I took her to the restaurant. You know, it was on the cheap. It was on the cheaper side, but anyway, I took it. It was in my own city in Croatia. It was a beautiful restaurant with a view on the harbor and that. You know, and a few jokes, few kisses later, here we go. Two kids later, you know.
Oh la la! Did you split the bill or did you foot the bill?
No, I took the bill. Yeah. Old-fashioned way. I'm not this new generation, you know.
So when you see maybe two people on a date in the First Dates restaurant go to either split the bill, would you ever get involved in that? Would you kind of give a bit of advice and go, I think maybe you should pick up the bill here?
No, listen, I'd rather not influence that one. If they feel like they have to split, let them do it. I wouldn't do it, but it doesn't mean I know everything, how they feel and... what is their budget, and I don't want to make feel anybody uncomfortable. Let them do whatever they want.
True. Matteo, a Dublin icon, X Factor legend Mary Byrne was on a recent episode of First Dates Ireland. What was that like?
She was sound. She was really, really, really nice lady. From the moment we met, to be honest, I didn't know who she is, but then they told me later, 1 hour later after we met, and she was so sound. One of those ladies, one of those.
Yeah, we love Mary Byrne.
Yeah, she's an absolute legend. Matteo, what is a filming day like for you on First Dates Ireland? You know, how long do you film for?
Oh, we are there at around 10-ish in the morning, breakfast and that. Few jokes and here we go. from 11 till somewhere 10 at night. Oh, that's nice. The average day.
So are some of the dates sitting down to have dinner at 11 a.m.?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Here's inside a secrets, yeah. any plans for another season, Matteo? Can you tell us any details on that?
Well, this kind of news are going to be broken to you by Coco TV, not by me.
Ah, and by the, very good.
Fair enough. No, fair enough.
Don't be fishing now. You're fishing.
Matteo, great to chat with you. First Dates Ireland, it continues tomorrow night. RTE2 at 9:35, and you can catch up on the series so far on the RTE player as well. Matteo Senna, good to chat to you.
Thank you very much. See you. Goodbye. Bye.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.